The drops of water echoed slowly yet steadily through the dark, wet cavern, their sound reverberating off of every wall and rock in the murky gloom. The still silence that pervaded between each amplified the measured plops of the water drops slapping against the mirror-like pond, shattering the quiet with renewed force each time. Two mares stood, stock still, staring at each other in the weird blue light emanating from a reflective pond. Both looked identical, from their purple glasses to their electric blue manes to the black backwards eighth note adorning their haunches. They knew this was not right, the fact that they both stood, staring each other down, unblinking behind the violet shades that blocked their matching red irises from view, that this was never supposed to be. Why the creators of Equestria and the world allowed such an abomination to exist was cruelty against nature, but this mattered not as they both stood there, both searching for answers that were as elusive as the translucent mist reflecting off the hard surface of the mirror pool. It had all started 3 hours prior. Vinyl awoke with her usual hangover. The party last night was sick. One of her better nights as DJ Pwn 3. The club jumped at her command, and boy did she have those stallions and mares jumping for all they were worth. She winced as she remembered dropping the beat hard, scratching records, blaring sirens, and rapping along with the music, a cacophony of angry noises so harsh and varied that somehow blended into strange and beautiful music. She had the crowd yelling her name, and it felt oh so good. Hearing the praise of others only boosted her already inflated ego. She winced again as another jolt of pain pulled her from her blurry yet fond memories of the previous night. Attending the after-party may have been a mistake. "I see you're finally awake." Octavia walked through the bedroom door. "I'd say you slept in, but considering how you never wake up any earlier than 12, you're up on time."
Tav, can you speak a little quieter?"
Octavia stood on her hind legs, hooves on her hips. "Is this better?"
Quieter. "How's this?"
Vinyl gave a smile to her friend and roommate.
"Perfect."
Octavia reached back and ripped the drapes away from the window. Celestia's glory burst into the near-pitch-black room, illuminating everything with vividness which the darkness so heavily drank. The light glared into the DJ's fully dilated eyes, stabbing them with fire-like brightness.
"Ah!"
Vinyl covered her eyes, rolling over to try to hide her head with her pillow, as Octavia systematically walked to the other two bedroom windows and opened the drapes.
"I'm sorry, but I can't comply with your wish to live like a vampony. You'll have to face the day sometime. And, more importantly, the rent."
"No, I don't. And the rent can kiss my flank."
Octavia raised an eyebrow.
"Beg pardon? I very much doubt the collectors will use flank kisses as currency. You always can give it a try, but if you're behind on your rent this month, I'm not going to bail you out again."
She headed to the door, pausing long enough to add, "You still owe me for covering for the last 2 months on my own. You may have to find another job that actually pays. For as many gigs as you have, you often spend as much as you make." Vinyl winced as the door slammed shut. Using magic, she slid each drape back to its place, once again casting the comfortable darkness back into her room, before sliding out from her hiding spot. She sulked at the idea of getting any other kind of job, as anything other than disc jockeying was no fun, boring. But she knew that Octavia was right about one thing. She needed to start pulling her own weight in rent. This entailed more gigs and fewer after-parties, where her payments became the fire-water that impaired her judgment, blacked out her memories, and tortured her brain and eyes each subsequent day. Well, no use crying over spilled milk. She lighted her horn just enough to see without experiencing the pinprick stabbings that natural light would give her, and ponies wondered why she wore her glasses everywhere. "At least I have a gig tonight." Diamond Glint was a decent club to DJ for. If she were to forego the after-party, she would walk away with about 300 bits. That was enough for most of her rent, so that was a good thing. She peered at the calendar and blinked as she found another name under the first she scrawled down messily. Blue Moon? Aw, cut me a break. Two great clubs, two higher-paying jobs, but on the same night. She groaned, rolling on her back, and tried to get comfortable on her messy bed as she thought things over. It wasn't a simple thing to just cancel a gig. To do so would put the club in a really tight spot, and they'd be less likely to ask her to come and jockey for them in the future, not to mention the loss of rapport. But no matter how she thought about it, she couldn't see how she could be at two different venues at once. It was impractical, improbable, and incorrigible. She didn't know of any spells or potions that could clone her. She knew she could cast a disguise spell, but who would be willing to DJ for her gratuitously? Anyway, the disguise spell would only work on appearance, not voice, and that was a different spell she didn't know. As far as she knew, there was no way to clone herself and literally be in two places at once. Then the light bulb switched on, and she sat upright, holding her pillow to her chest as she realized that, although she did not know it, some pony she knew could help her with her conundrum. She tossed her pillow aside, donned her purple shades, drew back all the drapes, and reopened her bedroom door, trotting out and trying not to wince with each step. Octavia was seated at the dining room table centered in the kitchen of their apartment, putting the finishing touches on her daisy and spinach sandwich. "I'm heading out, Tavi," Vinyl announced, levitating the sandwich out of her roommate's hooves as she took a bite. "I should have the rent tonight after work." Octavia watched her roommate exit the kitchen. "I'll believe it when I see it." Vinyl Scratch knew of only one pony who could tell her if her harebrained scheme could actually work, and she knew exactly where to find the bubbly pink pony at lunchtime. The bell of the shop's door to Sugar Cube Corner rang out, announcing to the staff inside that a customer had arrived. Mrs. Cake, a chubby blue mare with a pink mane which reminded the DJ of soft-served ice cream, greeted her with a cheery smile.
"Oh, welcome, welcome! And what can we get for you today, Miss Scratch?"
"Hi, Mrs. Cake. I'll take a raspberry tart and a maple bar. Hey, is Pinky around? I'd like to talk to her about something."
"Oh, sure."
Mrs. Cake smiled, the dimples in her cheeks making her look chubbier than she really was. She turned her head over her shoulder.
"Pinky, you have a visitor."
"I'll ring those up for you right now, dear."
And she turned to the little cash register, clinking in the pastry's prices, while Vinyl fished out the three bits she needed. Pinky hopped in the room, causing a springy boink with each hop. In her time knowing the pink party planner, Vinyl had created a mental list of unexplainable abnormalities that seemed to break the very laws of nature and physics, what with the way she seemed to talk to ponies that weren't there, and how she'd arrive at answers that not only made sense, but proved most useful and accurate. After a while, she, like many, simply accepted that Pinkie Pie was just a special pony, and that such laws didn't apply to her.
"Oh, hi, Vine! What can Pinkie do for you?"
she giggled. Vinyl levitated the bag of pastries onto her back before smiling to her friend.
"Can I ask you a question in private?"
"Sure,"
Pinky replied, bouncing in place.
"The cookies are in the oven, Mrs. Cake. They'll be good and crispy in 11 minutes and 28 seconds. No, 27 seconds. Now it's 26.
Thank you, Pinky dear. Mrs. Cake smiled genially. Go talk to your friend. I'll let you know if I need anything else. Okie dokie lokie.
Pinky giggled and snorted and led the way outside with Vinyl in tow. The day was beautiful. The sky was clear of clouds. The sun was shedding its warm, benevolent rays upon the face of the land, and a light breeze kissed the swaying grass. The two friends made their way to a large, noble oak that stood in a nearby park where young colts and fillies played silly games like tag or hide-and-seek, while their parents watched on park benches or took walks on the meandering dirt paths under the shade of trees.
So?
Pinky asked, fishing out the raspberry tart which she knew Vinyl had intended for her to have.
What question are you questioningly asking me?
Vinyl didn't know how to broach the subject tactfully, for she could barely grasp just what would yield the results she was looking for. However, tact had never been her forte, so she merely went with what sounded good in her head.
Is the Mirror Pool legend true?
Pinky, who had begun chewing happily, suddenly stopped chewing. She looked at her friend, as if she had not heard correctly. Vinyl returned the look, pulling her sunglasses down enough for the pink pony to see her crimson irises. Pinky sat back, swallowing her tasty morsel without even tasting it. She looked at her raspberry tart, turning it over in her hooves.
"And why would you want to know about that?"
she asked, not looking at her friend.
"I've got a bit of a problem. I overbooked my time slots, but I really need the money from both jobs. I figure if I were to have a twin for the day, I could hit up both clubs, bam, wham, make some bits, and be done with it."
"It's not that simple."
Her hair deflated, another abnormality that the white unicorn just took for granted.
"It's never that simple."
"Look, I'll be real careful, Pinks. I promise. A one-time deal, that's it."
Pinky gave her a nervous look, although having a straight curtain of pink covering half her face made Pinky appear almost timid.
"I'd prefer if you don't do it at all. It's really dangerous, and even one clone is enough to cause major problems that can't be solved easily."
The look in her friend's eyes disturbed Vinyl. There was something the pink mare wasn't telling her. But she had to make both gigs. Without them, she would get kicked out, as Octavia would not cover for her rent again. But more importantly, she would lose the respect her roommate had for her, and quite possibly lose a friend, as Octavia always pointed out that she was moving places and couldn't afford others who could not move with her.
"It's absolutely necessary. I have to make both gigs, or my flanks on the streets, and Octavia will never talk to me again."
Pinky still looked nervous.
"Please, I'm begging you for this. Pinky, promise you'll end it, if anything starts to go wrong."
"Yeah, sure." Vinyl made the motions, crossing her heart.
"Cross my heart, hope to fly, stick a cupcake in my eye. Now will you tell me?"
Pinky set aside her half-eaten treat, giving the DJ a serious stare. She took a deep breath and started the rhyme.
"Where the brambles are the thickest, there you will find a pond beyond the most twisted of vine. And into her own reflection she stared, yearning for one whose reflection she shared, and solemnly sweared not to be scared at the prospect of being doubly mared."
She didn't blink as she continued talking.
"Nana told me the rhyme. It's true. I went into the ever-free forest and found the cave where the vines grow the thickest. All you have to do is walk into the pool and dip your head over, wishing to have another you. Once you do that, you'll have a clone who acts and thinks as you do."
Vinyl flashed her a grin and started galloping off to the dark forest, not hearing Pinky yell behind her,
"Don't do it!"
She sat there for a few moments before slinking off the bench.
"Me and my big mouth. No happy ending can come from this."
It wasn't an easy trek, climbing over rough rocks that scraped at her hooves, snarling brambles that stuck in her coat and tail, and low branches that tore at her mane like skeleton fingers. But Vinyl didn't mind. If she could end the night with bits enough to pay the rent, and even a bit to pay off Octavia a little, this would all be worth it. After what felt like an hour, she spied a curtain of thick vines covering the mouth of the cave she sought. Without hesitation, the DJ slipped through the green sheet and into the mysterious cave.
Drip, drip.
The cave was dark, absent drip, of all light but a strange blue aura that seemed to resonate from some place low in the cave. Vinyl's drip, fur stood on end. It wasn't the dark that prickled her skin, sending shivers down her spine and flooding her mind with new uncertainty. It was the silence, the still silence that seemed as dead as a corpse frozen in winter. Cold. Solid. Paralyzing. Vinyl shook her head. She came here with a purpose. Now was not the time to get cold hooves. Her clopping echoed around the cavern, the sound proving what her eyes could not discern, that this was a wide, low-ceiling cave. The eerie light was coming from a large pool of water. The closer Vinyl got to it, the more she saw that it didn't look so much like water as much as a mirror. It was like looking through the floor, only to see the ceiling, broken only by the steady drops. Dreadful fascination, the likes of which she could not describe, dawned to her as she located the source of the drips, a lone stalactite above the reflecting pool, dripping drop by drop into the crystalline surface, rippling it so slightly that each drop almost looked like it was falling through the pool back into the ceiling. Vinyl took a gulp. Something in the back of her mind told her that this was a bad idea. Something told her that she should turn tail and run back home, that she should pick a club and skip the after party, give all she could to rent and pick a day job like Octavia told her she should. She should drop the party lifestyle and think about a real career that would allow her to live a good life, to grow old with some stallion and have foals. Something deep inside told her anything, absolutely anything this world had to offer, was better than looking into that strange, enchanted pool. Vinyl stamped her hoof. I came all this way because there is no other way. She snorted, pride overcoming caution, and she walked to the edge of the mirror surface and looked down. The pony that looked back was a perfect reflection of herself, but that was to be expected. Now, Vinyl shuddered, was the hard part. Closing her eyes, she thought about wanting another her. She started to step into the pool. She expected to feel cold water. She expected there might even be pain. She could even accept that there might be strange singing or chanting in some dead tongue that ponykind had forgotten and lost before Celestia banished her sister to the moon. What she didn't expect was the cold, hard floor of the cave. She was sorely tempted to open her eyes and look, but she kept them shut, not sure if she wanted to look. When she walked straight into a rocky wall, she opened her eyes with a terrified start, cursing as she did. She looked around, finding herself on the opposite shore of the strange pool. She gave a nervous laugh, glad that no pony was there to see her foolish action of walking into a wall. She looked around and didn't see any identical pony in the chamber with her. With a sigh and drooping ears, she turned around to face the pool and start the long trek back home. Clearly, this was a hoax, and Pinky was in on it, pulling her tail. As she turned around, she came nose to nose with another pony. She was a white unicorn with an electric blue mane and tail, wearing purple-tinged glasses and a backwards eighth note for a cutie mark. It had worked. Vinyl could now make both gigs and pay off her rent, and all would go back to normal. Hey there, me! Vinyl chuckled at the introduction. Me, What a funny thing to say. So, you ready to partay? The white unicorn didn't say anything. She just stood there, watching her reflection shuffle nervously. Hey, we are going to have a good time tonight. Which club you want to raise? I'll let you pick. Are you going to say something? Vinyl finally asked, the stoic silence of her clone making her very uncomfortable. You're going to send me back. It wasn't a question. Vinyl didn't know what to say, so she played it like she did with other difficult questions. She spoke without a thought.
Sure. I mean, I only need you around for one night. After that, I'll send you back where you came from.
I came from nothingness.
Oh, bummer.
Vinyl took a little step back.
But, I can't have another me walking around. That'd just confuse ponies. You understand, right?
So, you'll kill me? She asked, Vinyl's own voice ringing around the cave.
Just because you'll be done with me?
Ah, come on! It's not like you were, like, alive before now, right? Vinyl's nervous smile waned.
No, I wasn't alive before.
But I'm alive now! The copy spoke as tears brimmed in her eyes.
I have a body!
She looked at a hoof.
I feel. I think. I have your memories.
Vinyl's smile faded.
Fake memories. You're not me.
No.
I am me.
I am Vinyl Scratch. Vinyl felt a chill run through her body. If anything, I'd be the real you. The unicorn locked eyes with Vinyl. I have your memories, but I have not made them. You've squandered your life. You have so many talents. You can compose music. You like to sing. You are even an exceptional chef. She took a step forward, forcing Vinyl to take a step back. All these years, a double degree in literature and musical theory, and you do nothing but sleep all day and drink after playing a few remixes. Another step forward, another step backward.
Hey, I'm the original!
Vinyl was beginning to see her error.
But what good is the original if it's broken?
Vinyl felt her blood run chill.
No! No! I'm the one who created you! You are not me! You will do as I say!
I am my own pony. I can choose what to do. And I choose to live. Vinyl took one last step and found herself at the edge of the pool. The drops of water echoed slowly yet steadily through the dark, wet cavern, their sound reverberating off of every wall and rock in the murky gloom. The still silence that pervaded between each amplified the measured plops of the water drops slapping against the mirror-like pond, shattering the quiet with renewed force each time. Two mares stood, stock still, staring at each other in the weird blue light emanating from a reflective pond. Both looked identical, from their purple glasses to their electric blue manes to the black backwards eighth note adorning their haunches. They knew this was not right, the fact that they both stood, staring each other down, unblinking behind the violet shades that blocked their matching irises from view, that this was never supposed to be. Why the creators of Equestria and the world allowed such an abomination to exist was cruelty against nature. But this mattered not, as they both stood there, both searching for answers that were as elusive as the translucent mist reflecting off the hard surface of the mirror pole. But the time for searching was over. Octavia woke up, her alarms blaring in indication that it was now 8 in the morning. She had stayed up till midnight for her roommate, fully prepared to tell her to get out if she didn't have the rent she owed to the collectors. She might not have been the apartment's owner, but she was the one who made the down payment, and so it was her name on the bill. But since Vinyl was late, as usual, she went to bed. The yelling could wait till she had had some sleep. She yawned and stretched, feeling her back crack. The gray mare sighed in relief and made her way to the kitchen for some breakfast. What she saw brought her to a halt. Vinyl was awake and making breakfast while running the dishwasher. "I see you're up, Tavi." The blue-maned unicorn grinned. "Pull up a chair. I got hay bacon, eggs, toast, and some tea." Octavia smelled the food's aroma wafting her way. "Oh my, is that Earl Grey?" "Yeah." Vinyl's ears folded down nervously. "I know you like it, so I wanted to surprise you." Octavia walked over to the table as Vinyl set it for the two and served them both. "I must say, I'm impressed. I never imagined you getting up any earlier than 11, let alone cook breakfast." "You like it?" Vinyl smiled. "Great. I'd like to talk to you about some other things, so you go ahead and eat and I'll spill the beans. Sound good?" Octavia didn't reply, already working on the eggs. They were poached perfectly. Vinyl really had been holding out on her. "I've been doing a lot of thinking," the white unicorn began. She pulled a bag of bits out of her mane. "I made 300 last night. This is 250. I know it only covers my half of the rent, but I've got a job interview later on today at Three Phillies. If you can be patient, I'll be able to pay you back for covering for me these past few months." Octavia just stared at the blue-maned DJ, fork still in her mouth. Had she really just heard what she thought she had heard? Vinyl paying her rent? Vinyl, the DJ who partied until the wee hours of the morning, drinking away her profits, was getting a day job? "Also," Vinyl continued on, a little nervous, "I'd like to, get your opinion on a story I started writing in the past. It's been a while, but I'd like to dust it off and finish it. Who knows? It could pull in a few more bits if I can get it published." Octavia slowly swallowed, setting her fork down on her plate, looking down at her half-eaten eggs. She took a sip of Earl Grey, delight flooding her taste buds as she thought about what she had to say. "Tavi?" "Vinyl." Octavia looked up into her roommate's red irises. "I can be patient. I can be the very soul of patience if you keep surprising me like this." She smiled. "And I'd be more than happy to help you with your book." She folded her ears slightly. "But I would like to ask, what brought the change? Surely what I said didn't change your mind, did it?" Vinyl took a bite of her buttered toast, sitting back and thinking for a moment while she chewed. "It got me to start thinking. But, well, it's a long story. But let's just say I confronted myself for the first time and realized that if I was going to live a good life, the old Vinyl had to go."